There's been no let-up in the pressure on the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Bronwyn Bishop, over her expenses and entitlements. In what's now a good deal longer than the proverbial nine-day wonder, even minor developments in the story keep refreshing it in the public mind, and opinion polling suggests that it's hit the government hard over the winter break. As we'll hear shortly, now Labour says it'll cease cooperating with the government in the running of federal parliament if Bronwyn Bishop remains in the Speaker's chair. But first, Peter Lloyd reports.
It took more than 2 weeks for Bronwyn Bishop to apologise for billing the taxpayer for a helicopter trip to a Liberal Party fundraiser. One day on, and the Prime Minister's been explaining the climb down and vouching for its sincerity.
Now, as for Bronny, she's repaid the money with penalties. She is obviously deeply remorseful. Anyone who saw her on television yesterday would know that this is a very... very chastened person indeed.
The chopper ride and the other travel expenses and entitlements claims by the Speaker that fell under suspicion are now the subject of an investigation by the Federal Department of Finance. It's not clear how the government will deliver on a promise of transparency, given the review is behind closed doors and the findings won't be made public unless Mrs. Bishop releases them herself. And on the Super Radio network heard across regional New South Wales and Queensland, Mr. Abbott was getting out in front of possible negative findings.
The Department of Finance is reviewing all of her expenditures going back 10 years, and obviously if there's anything which is outside the rules, it will be repaid instantly with penalties.
Mr. Abbott wasn't asked what that scenario meant for the declaration 11 days ago that Bronwyn Bishop was on probation. In her own words yesterday, Mrs. Bishop said she let down the Australian people, having been deserted by many on her own side, and after some withering free character assessments, today the Speaker saw a new twist, emphatic declarations of support from senior cabinet ministers that bordered on the valedictory. First, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton.
I've seen Bronwyn in communities over the years with veterans, I've seen her with defence personnel, I've seen her with school children. She is genuinely a person who has dedicated much of her working life to public service.
And then the Nationals leader, Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss.
Well, I think that Bronwyn Bishop has been a fine speaker. She's had a very difficult parliament to control. She's done that with authority and with a determination to be just as fair as she possibly can with such an unruly parliament.
And there are still 10 days to go before parliament sits again.
Peter Lloyd.